It could be a tough holiday season for retailers.
Yes, the recession is officially over, so some say. In fact, it ended nearly a year and a half ago, but Americans may now be set in the cutting back ways.
Joining us now live to discuss holiday expectations, AP business correspondent Rachel Beck. Rachel, your research shows that consumers have definitely changed their ways. You even looked at how they behave when they visit a mall. How have we changed?
Well, Americans really did change after the recession. We wrote a lot about the new frugality a few years ago, and then frugal fatigue, where people were sick of being frugal. But there's some lasting changes in American spending habits that we identified, like Americans are buying brands and are shopping at stores that they had shunned before. And they're taking a surgical approach to shopping, buying only what they need, when they need it. They're not stocking their pantries filled with, you know, weeks worth of food, or their closets with seasons worth of clothes in advance. They're going when they need something. They're going to the store and they're buying just what's on their list.
Does this mean that they won't spend? Are they being more careful? Are they switching from credit to cash and keeping track of every dollar that goes out their wallet?
I think they're being very, very tactical and precise in how they're spending. We talked to lots of different consumers in all over the country, and everyone came back with the same thing. It's not that we're not spending, but we're being very, very careful in how we're spending. If we want an iPad, maybe we're buying it on layaway, so we don't have to put it on our credit card. So that comes right out of our bank account. Monthly payments for 6 months, and we will get it in the end, but we want to make sure we're budgeting properly. So they're willing to buy things, but they're just being very careful in how they're doing that. And that's a big change from, 5 or 10 years ago, when there was a lot of free spending and impulse buying. That's kind of over right now.
Yeah, I wonder about if this is across the board, or are the wealthy consumers out there still, doing just fine keeping their high-end stores in business?
You know what? We talk to a lot of wealthy consumers, too, and they're spending again, but their behavior is much like everyone else's. They're buying more timeless and classic goods that have staying power. I know this is going to sound crazy, they're wearing the same thing twice. These ladies who go to charity balls, they're wearing their gowns more than once. Now, that might sound ridiculous to the rest of us who wear things over and over again, but in that circuit, they normally wore it once, and then it went in the back of the closet.
Now, how am I going to find a nice gown when I go to the consignment store
exactly.
If they keep wearing those gowns over and over again?
Exactly. Yes, consignment shops and Goodwill, they're really attracting more mainstream consumers. Consumers who are financially secure are going to these places because they're finding deals and they're seeing great value there. And maybe they're still going to the mall, but they're also going to these other places that before they might have shunned.
Yeah. Rachel Beck, AP business correspondent, thank you very much for that.